This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls. NFL looking at the Cincinnati Bengals, investigating why their quarterback wasn't on the injured list. Have that for you coming up here in a moment. Also, a statement from Clarissa Thompson via Instagram. We'll have that for you coming up here in a moment. The weekend in the NFL, the most must-win game of the weekend. We already had that for you as well. And Cincinnati Bengals, now the longest of long odds to win the AFC North. It's the Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals. But the Ravens lost Mark Andrews maybe for the rest of the season with an injury last night. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals under the microscope. Here is what is being reported. The NFL is investigating why the Bengals did not list Joe Burrow on their injury report when the team posted a picture of him wearing a device on his wrist Wednesday night. He appeared to be hampered by the injury early in the Thursday night game that he later left. The initial picture of Burrow wearing a device that looked like a soft cast on his thumb was posted by the Bengals only to be deleted later. I swear, if you're a gambler, you need to know those things. You need to have that information. Now, they can take away, they can fine you, they can take away draft picks as well for something like this. Yeah, Paul.
A couple years ago, 2019, with Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers were fined $75,000. Mike Tomlin himself was fined $25,000 for Roethlisberger's name not being on a practice injury report.
All right, final hour here. Come up with a poll question. Play of the day always brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And let me see. It's a Meat Friday, by the way. I'm getting a little discombobulated here. Reverse seared bone-in pork chops, New York strip steaks, smashed baby potatoes, and baked cream spinach. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
We say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you. If you've downloaded the app, and time is running out. Dan's deals. Okay. You have until the end of today. It was Thursday and Friday. If you're on the newsletter, you can see all the items that are at least 50% off. And these are really great brands, friends of the show, and products that we think that you'll like. Certainly your holiday shopping can be done in one fell swoop. Limited quantities. Yes, Eden.
I think we're actually going now through Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, we are?
Possibly, depending on quantity. It's a Monday morning situation.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's going well, though.
All right.
They're good products, though.
Yes, they are. The call to action. That's what this is right now. We spent a little bit of time talking about Clarissa Thompson and the statement that she put out after what happened yesterday where, well, let me play it. So give you context. She was with Big Cat, PFT commentator, and had this to say.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime or it was too late. And I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We needed to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
pressure
over
the quarterback.
We need, exactly, and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
So I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Okay. She put out a statement this morning saying, okay, let's address the elephant in the room. I have a responsibility to myself and my employers to clarify what is being reported. When on a podcast this week, I said I would make up reports early in my career when I worked as a sideline reporter before I transitioned to my current host role. Working in media, I understand how important words are, and I chose the wrong words to describe the situation. I'm sorry. I have never lied about anything or been unethical during my time as a sports broadcaster. So that's Carissa Thompson of Fox. And she was also the host of Amazon's Thursday Night Football as well. Seton poll question for the final hour is going to be what?
Well, Dan, right now we got a couple of bangers up there.
Oh.
Michigan dropping their appeal makes them look soft or smart. Right now that one is 50-50.
Ooh.
Down the middle. With a lot of votes, too, so it's not like it just got up there.
Okay.
A bunch of people voting. 50-50, soft and smart. And then more damning, Michigan dropping the appeal or Harbaugh agreeing to the suspension. 57% say Jim Harbaugh agreeing to be suspended is more damning.
Well, it's only because of how he acted leading up to this. I thought there was going to be fire and brimstone today. I thought it was going to be, he's going to be up there in front of everybody and proclaim his innocence, and we're going to fight this. And we're going to win. It'll be his Gipper speech. And then nothing. Yes, Marvin.
He could have used the info he got in civics class.
He could have.
Martin Luther King speech and Gettysburg Address and all that rolled into one.
Yeah, he chose not to. And all this was a negotiation, in my opinion. That is, hey, I'll do this. What will you give us? Hey, we'll end this whole discussion. We can get back to the football season and let me be eligible for the postseason and all those things. How about we drop our portion of this investigation, our appeal. How about that? We drop our appeal. How about you drop the investigation? Two more games, including an Ohio State game, and good. Okay. And then you're done. Yeah, Paul.
I don't understand the upside for Michigan and Harbaugh in dropping this, because if they lost it, they put up a fight and it makes them look like they're defending their honor. Mm-hmm. If they just give up, they have no assurances, at least that we know of, that the NCAA will stop this investigation. So I don't understand the upside for stopping it by Michigan.
I understand why the Big Ten would go, okay. But the NCAA shouldn't have any opinion in this from the standpoint of preferential treatment, or, you know, we want that school to look good, or we want them to stay in it. We want to make sure the gym is there. Maybe we get them in the national title picture. Maybe Ohio State, Michigan are, in the Final Four. Everybody in the conference benefits here. I don't know. But I guess it's over for the time being. And by the time the NCAA gets around to investigating this, like a full investigation, I mean, it could be a couple of years.
Jim will be done with his next NFL job.
And then back in college. Yeah, probably. All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Cincinnati is now 5-5, and the Bengals have lost 15 primetime road games in a row. So that goes back to 2012. They're sort of the Kirk Cousins of football teams. Like, the team loses. Kirk Cousins doesn't do well in primetime. But Cincinnati, you almost won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Now that's 15 primetime road games in a row dating back to 2012.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Here is Bengals head coach Zach Taylor talking about Joe Burrow's injury.
It looks like he sprained his wrist. So fell on it early in the game and then felt it on the touchdown pass. All the information I have is 2 seconds worth. And then we went to go try to find five to win the game.
Okay. But was this a pre-existing injury? That's what I want to know. I don't know if he was asked, was this a pre-existing? I mean, that's the question I would ask to the coach.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that right now. I'm not a doctor.
It's a good luck wrap he likes to put on his hand.
Yeah.
What does exist mean? We're all existing here, man.
Yeah, man.
No, if it was Mike McDaniels, he would be like, whoa, yeah, man.
Pre, yeah, post. Man. I'm not a timeline, yeah, man. It's about the now, yeah, baby, now.
Man.
Yeah. It's all relative.
Feel me, dog.
Yeah. Get a couple phone calls in here. Vic in Ohio. Hi, Vic. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, fellas. I'm first time caller, 5'10", 160 pounds. Dan, I'd like your opinion on something. You are my voice of reason in a vast wasteland of baloney and clickbaits and whatnot. Being from Ohio, I don't have a very good perspective on the competitive advantage theories on the science dealing, and I'd like to present some evidence to you, and I'd really like your opinion, because honestly, I don't really care what Paul Feinbaum or Dan Wetzel cares. I'm not saying they don't have an agenda, but you've always been neutral.
Well, wait. What do you mean presenting evidence here, Vic?
Facts. Basic facts.
I don't want to get into this. I mean, you're not an investigator. I want to be fair to the situation here, Vic. I would talk to you, but I can't just have somebody putting out information, because then it's attributed to my show. And I'm not going to do a live investigation here. All right, couple more.
Maybe we should start.
No. Wayne in Nebraska. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind today?
How cool, Dan. I was just calling in. Everyone's piling on this Carissa Thompson for her reporting, but no one's reporting on something that has been tainted two of the best universities in the longest time, the Royd controversy at Crappensburg State and IUPUI. It not only did it nearly kill the program, I guess, it totally wrecked them.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. It took a little while.
Nice payoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Hemorrhoids.
Wrecked them.
Yeah. Gosh, my father would be so proud right now of that fella. Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to be honest, that there was an investigation into the serious roids problem at Crappensburg State. But it was not steroids. It was hemorrhoids at Crappensburg State.
Nearly wrecked
Ryan in Queens. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP. I just have a quick... I was thinking about Jimbo Fisher. He got tens of millions of dollars, the percentage of this buyout, yeah, to go away. What's stopping him from taking that buyout, taking another job, making a quote-unquote donation to his new school, and funding NIL for his new players, essentially being Belichick, GM, and head coach? What do you think?
That might be illegal. I mean, there aren't too many things that are illegal in college athletics. Apparently, sign stealing is, but if you take your payout and then you want to use that for NIL. We had Herm Edwards on last hour, and he was saying, we were talking about NIL and kids transferring and, you know, all this stuff that goes on. And then he said, well, I got a Heisman candidate that I had, and I lost him to LSU. And I said, you know, they paid more money. Well, I don't want to get
in. Oh, no, I don't know about that. They get a classic smile,
yes,
on his face.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
God, is he great.
Yeah. But so they paid, he gave him better price. I don't want to get into that. Yes, Marvin.
Sorry, back to Jimbo Fisher. Is he basically Gene Chizik, where I just had a supremely talented quarterback, and that's why I have a national championship?
That's a big left turn there. All right. Sure. I guess I don't I you know, Jimbo Fisher never moved the needle for me. It was like, all right, you know, then I thought he was going to get fired at Florida State, and then next thing you know, he's getting off a private plane Texas A&M and getting a 10-year deal. I'm like, good luck with that. Yeah, Paul.
Well, these college coaches have learned that when you start cooling off, you jump. he was cooling off Jimbo Fisher at Florida State and jumped to a desperate A&M franchise that needed to fix things.
Chris in Syracuse. Hi, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, I had a comment and a question for you. My comment off of you and Paulie talking a couple segments ago about Flock of Seagulls when you mentioned how bad their hair looked, it brought me back to one of my favorite lines from Pulp Fiction when Jules hit that guy on the couch with, hey, you Flock of Seagulls, when she told my man Vince where you got the stuff hit at. And my question for you off the Herm Edwards interview, Dan, what do you think of first with Herm Edwards, the coach with the you play to win the game, or the player with the miracle in the Meadowlands, which ushered in the victory formation?
Well, it depends on how old you are. I think you played to win. As soon as Fritzy said Herm was joining me, first thing I thought of was, you played to win the game. But if you're old enough and you remember when he was a defensive back for the Eagles, and Larry Zonka fumbled the ball. So it was supposed to be a victory formation, but they were handing the ball off to, they sure-handed Larry Zonka, and they didn't take a knee back then. Like, you're watching, and you would run a play, and then the clock would run out. Well, fumbled, Herm picked it up, took it back. Miracle to Meadowlands. But I would say you play to win the game. Yes, Paul.
By the way, Chris in Syracuse is like Forrest Gump. He just appears out of nowhere or something. He calls in, then you don't hear from him a year. He boosts morale on a Friday.
Always great to hear from Chris. A professional caller.
It's like if Michael Jordan all of a sudden showed up in a random, subbed in a Bulls game today. You'd be like, whoa, nobody said anything?
A legend.
What the hell? Yeah, well, I just figured I'd get a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan. How's
it? Yeah. Professional caller. Very, very good. Always great to hear from him. All right, quick NFL game. Are they done? We'll have that for you coming up. So we're going to decide now.
Yes.
If this team is done.
Done, done.
Done, done. Okay, Kay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is, as soon as you say new wave, well, like, I'll think of Depeche Mode, The Cure, all of them, but I'm like, this is the one that's like, oh, I know that song.
And who sings this?
Modern English.
Okay. Yeah. I'm more of an old English.
You, oh, with an E. O-L-D-E.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember somebody said, hey, can you get some oldie English for us? And I go, oldie English? And they go, yeah, like O-L-D-E. I said, oh, the malt liquor? Sure.
Oldie.
By the way, I got busted yesterday. You know that you're around somebody and you, it's past the time that you can ask what their name is, but you're around them and you say hi to them. And I got caught because... I was talking to this waitress, and then I go, how do you spell your first name? Because I couldn't remember her first name. And I said, how do you spell your first name? And she goes, A-N-N. And I go...
I've done that move, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't remember your name, and I thought that, you know, it would be like, oh, you know, it's spelled differently. And she goes, A... She knew that I was busted. She goes, A... N-N.
So no E at the end.
So no E. Exactly. Yeah. I know. I said, well, and I quickly went, oh, I got a sister, Ann. You know, but we call her Annie. And she goes, okay. Totally busted.
Yeah.
How do you spell your first name?
That?
A-M-Y, Dan. Really? How many ways can you spell it?
Not I-E?
Yes. All right, which team is done?
Yeah, so we're going to go through a certain amount of teams that have underperformed, aren't doing well, and we're going to say they have zero chance to make it to the Super Bowl. I know we rarely go zero. And if you aren't going to say it, you got to tell me kind of what level of chance.
No chance or low chance?
Yeah. So we're first.
Okay. All right.
No chance, low chance.
No chance, low chance. Yeah. Brought to you by. We're going to start with the New York Jets at 4-5, Dan.
This is to get to the Super Bowl?
Make the Super Bowl. Make it to the Super Bowl.
I'll say the. Low chance.
And is that low chance based upon their quarterback returning?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone want to go no chance on the Jets?
I'm going to say no chance for the Jets.
Ritzy.
Wow. I'm going to say there's no chance.
Yeah. I don't think there's a chance.
No chance.
Bulletin board. Bulletin board from the back row. New England Patriots at 2-8.
No.
No chance.
Oh, hell.
None.
None.
2-8, and they're 4 games out of first place.
They're a 16 seed right now.
As long as you got Belichick there, you got to give him a slight chance of finding.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance.
How about the Cleveland Browns with their current quarterback situation?
Well, I love me some DTR, so I'm going to say that there is a chance.
Okay.
I think the Browns are in the hunt.
Yeah.
All right. Cincinnati Bengals, if Joe Burrow is out for the season, which he has not been ruled out for the season.
I'm going to say no chance if that's the case.
Their season has been over for weeks.
Okay.
Not a Burrowist.
No chance.
Anyone give them a chance with, is it Jake Browning? Is he in Washington?
Yeah.
You loved him back in college. All right.
I still love him.
The Indianapolis Colts at 5-5, getting no coverage whatsoever.
No chance.
I think chance.
The Colts?
I think chance. Yeah, I'm going to say chance.
Do you like the Colts' chances or Bengals' chances better?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, the Colts by a mile.
Wow.
That's scalding. Scalding.
Yeah.
Seven games left.
Let that cool off.
Direct by your vitriol mile. To Seton O'Connor.
The Tennessee Titans at 3-6 with Will Levis.
No chance.
Yeah, no, they're out.
In that division where they're three games out?
No chance.
Unless it was a one-game playoff with the Patriots, they're done.
Keep an eye on that. How about the Denver Broncos at 4-5?
Are we ever going to get to a play-in game in the NFL?
That's a good idea. Is it? A standalone?
Like a play-in game in the AFC, a play-in game in the NFC.
At some point, we just have to say you're not in. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The play-in game was called the regular season.
We don't do that.
I'm sorry.
If Zion Williamson played in the NFL, then they would have a play-in game to get him into the
postseason. Remember the Lakers were in the play-in game last year and they barely won it? Weren't they down? If they would have lost that game, it would have been like the 72 Olympics. They would have replayed it to get them in. Okay, the Denver Broncos at 4-5.
They're out.
No chance.
Wow.
Fritzy, your thoughts?
I'm going to say low chance. If they beat Minnesota Sunday night, they're 5-5, and all of a sudden they're in the middle of a bunch of very average teams.
Okay.
Fritzy, actually supporting his team.
For a four-game win.
Yeah, for a change.
This should be obvious. New York Giants, 2-8.
Let me see.
Is there less than no chance?
If Danny Dimes was still playing, no chance.
The Washington Commanders at 4-6.
No chance.
Pro Commander?
I mean, it's not... I'm not going to say no chance. I'm going to say low chance.
They are two games out of a wild card spot.
Low chance.
No chance.
Low chance.
All right, here's a team that people thought a lot of earlier in the season and don't think much of now. The Green Bay Packers at 3-6.
No chance.
Because?
They're not very good.
Oh, that old bit. That old criticism. They're not a good team.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears at 3-7.
No chance.
No chance.
Yeah. Even they would answer that.
Yeah, they would.
No.
Here's a side question for the Bears.
Okay.
Justin Fields supposedly coming back this week. What if Justin Fields plays very good football and leads into a couple victories the last eight games, and they have a top two pick of the draft?
I think you're going to replace the coach, and you're going to want to bring in your own quarterback.
Yeah, it's almost to the point now where it's Caleb Williams and Drake May as the sure thing replacements, not just Caleb Williams. It feels like that.
You could have five quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Oh, yeah. The NFC South. The entire NFC South.
No chance.
So collectively...
I guess I'd have to say the Saints.
But I don't think you actually believe it.
I don't, but if I'm going to be... I don't want to be totally disrespectful to the NFC South. Okay, so I'll say low chance.
I'll ask the rest of the room.
Somebody's going to win the division and host a playoff game.
Technically, they have to.
Yes, they do.
I think we just did something similar to this, and I want to say the Saints were my sneaky pick. I'm going to stick with the Saints. I picked them recently for something good.
All right.
I'll collectively then put the Buccaneers, the Falcons, and the Panthers. Do they have any chance to make the Super Bowl?
Okay.
No.
All right.
Are we done?
No.
Okay.
How about the Los
Angeles? No chance, Dan. No chance. We're done.
Los Angeles Rams at 3-6.
No.
No.
They've lost three in a row, not getting any better.
No.
They're done.
Done.
Now, Todd says so.
Yeah.
That's good. The surprisingly plucky Arizona Cardinals at 2-8.
No.
That's no chance.
Okay.
Low chance.
Okay.
They can still finish with a winning season.
They can still finish with a look. Everything says to me sometimes.
After much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. Guess who said that?
McConaughey.
No.
Ricky Williams.
To give up smoke.
To give up smoke. This person revealed in 2019 that he had a full-time staffer whose sole job was to roll joints.
I saw that on LinkedIn.
Oh, that's only one guess.
In 2021, he revealed on Reddit that he has 81 smoke breaks a day.
That's a lot.
If you said Snoop Dogg, you would be correct. Okay, no chance or low chance that is correct.
He smoked since you started doing this segment.
He says he's giving up smoking weed. So that doesn't mean he's giving up weed. He could still do edibles, but he's giving up smoking weed.
He's going to drop it like it's hot?
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, Paul.
That post by Snoop Dogg has 109 million views. Is he just having fun?
I have no idea.
I think, unsupportive of Mr. Snoop and his recovery. I believe he's quit smoke before.
Mm.
Very publicly made an announcement and said, I'm done.
Mm.
You can make the case that no person in history has weed been better to.
Nobody.
Than Snoop Dogg. He's entrenched in it. He's part of his culture. He gets sponsorships. It hasn't hurt his career in a bit.
And I think he's got a weed company. It's called Mary Jane, M-E-R-R-Y. Mary Jane. Yes, Todd?
We'd understand if we were dubious about this situation with him giving up his...
I don't know if people are using doobie anymore.
A doobie?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Man, you're smoking like 80 times a day.
I know.
That's many, many...
That's a lot of blunts.
Was he not showing up to the office in the morning, though?
I don't know.
I think it was 2002 he had referenced that he was giving up weed for good.
Do you think it's a little too late to give up weed? I'm guessing.
I'd like to know why.
I think he consulted his family, and they told him...
Yeah, but I wonder why, though. Like, what? Why now they were, like, at their wit's end with him? Is it, you know...
Fritzy called for Snoop.
He seems like a guy who keeps busy, you know? It's like, you know...
Hey, he's great businessman.
Honey, you're just sitting around smoking weed all day. Yeah. Can you go do something? You know, I don't know. He feels like a busy fella.
Yeah, he gets a lot done for a guy who smokes pot all day. I mean, he's a pothead fucker. Yes, Marv.
And if you're Snoop, you look around at your family. Wait, you like this house? You like these cars? Let me roll up. Move.
Yes, Paul.
High Times magazine issued a statement on this story, by the way. And they said, Stoner of the Century Snoop Dogg will always have a seat for you here, whether you smoke or not. Mm. You always have a place on Mount Cushmore, as they call it.
Uh-huh.
And he's been on that cover of High Times magazine 11 times.
Okay. A couple of phone calls in here. Yeah, I think it's too late to give up smoking. I would think the damage is done.
Mm.
Right?
What damage?
Probably his lungs.
Once you cough up a piece of charcoal, you really got to stop that stuff.
Noah in Montana. Hey, Noah. What's on your mind today?
My dude, Todd. First time, long time, very long time. 5'11", above average, 169.
Okay.
I have a few things. I'm going to be real quick. First time I got to get a best investor. I know the weekend was a long time ago, but Arizona football goes to Boulder and takes care of Prime, and then basketball goes to the Dirty Durham and takes care of the Dukies. And I'm getting married in February. I'm not calling to be the 50th person to ask for your advice. I know what it is. We all know Marvin doesn't have any, and we're all wondering how Todd's still married. But I do want to invite you all. Who doesn't want to be at the beach in Mexico sipping some tequila? My fiance is actually a Rockette, so there's going to be a handful of Rockettes running around. That's actually why Todd is not invited.
Oh, I'm looking at flights already online. What are you talking about? I'm on Expedia already. What?
Yeah, see.
I worry. Wait,
hold on, Noah. Yeah, see.
Is it bad that I was more interested in, like, oh, can we go to Montana and go fly fishing instead?
That was my next thing is, Dan, I'm a reservationist at the swankiest resort in Montana, the mecca of fly fishing, and I'll hook it up.
Well, I usually go up on the Wise River.
Okay, I'm on the Rock Creek River.
Okay.
It's a blue ribbon fishing, I'm going to give you the spiel, it's a blue ribbon fishing river, so it's literally like a certificate given out by the government because it's such a great river to fly fish on.
We'll put you on hold, and I'll get your information if I go back fly fishing in Montana. And good luck on the wedding in Mexico and the Rockettes. I mean, it sounds like a great invitation here. Yes, Eden.
Is there beef between rivers? And like, Rock Creek is for amateurs, or Rock Creek is where all the ballers go. But you know, Todd's Creek is
entry level.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do they get territorial?
The guides do. Because they want to take you to, like, the fishing guide I have, Kelly, is wonderful. But he's been up there for a long, long time. They have an idea of where to go, when to go, and beautiful, beautiful country.
What is the one you go to?
Wise River.
Wise River.
Yeah. Andrew in Florida. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing, bud?
Good.
Hey, 6'2", 230. And I was just calling in. First of all, I listened to Dan Takes a Gamble yesterday. And I love Shay, but somebody needs to get that man a bar of soap to put in his mouth because that man talks like a truck driver. Secondly, I was wondering if you had to start a franchise and you had to pick a quarterback from J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Jaden Daniels, who would it be and why? Thank you, guys, and have a great holiday.
All right, thank you, Andrew. By the way, Shay is in a bad place. If you listened to the podcast yesterday, or if you are going to, Shay said the highlight of his life was coming in to do the podcast yesterday. And he's going with the family and his three young daughters to Austria on a vacation today. But he's not in a good place. The podcast is in a good place. Go to danpatrick.com. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with Dylan, graphics guy, Bad Larry, and Shay in Irving. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, once this Michigan stuff, once the Jim Harbaugh had announced he's going to accept the suspension and everything like that, I looked at the odds on DraftKings, and Michigan is had the top odds as far as winning the college football championship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who the top four, the other three teams are, which is really confusing to me?
I'm guessing Georgia and Ohio State would be on there.
No, sir. Georgia's got second best odds, Alabama's third best odds, and Oregon has the fourth best odds to win the college football championship.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, I haven't seen the latest DraftKings odds. I do have the point spreads here. Colorado is getting 4 against Washington State. Michigan favored by 19 against Maryland. Georgia, 10.5-point favorite against Tennessee. And UCLA is getting 6.5 against USC. Washington is a 1.5-point underdog at Oregon State. Boy, what's that going to do to the college rankings if Oregon State pulls off the surprise? Now, is that an upset if Oregon State, favored by 1.5, beats Washington? Because that's how it's going to be framed, right? All it does is upsets the story. Like, they're favored. Can you be favored and it's still an upset? Yes, Todd.
I think so. I would call that not a big upset, but I would call it a little bit of an upset if the Beavers beat the Huskies, regardless of the point spread.
What did you just send me here, Paulie?
There was a press release just sent out. All the college football reporters have picked it up from University of Michigan. Effective today, linebacker coach Chris Partridge has been relieved of his duties as member of the Michigan football staff. And out of nowhere, he's an assistant coach. He handles the linebackers. But this comes right on the heels of yesterday's developments.
Okay.
Usually, top five teams don't fire assistant coaches mid-year.
Yeah.
And they fired their linebacker coach five minutes ago.
All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store for Monday. We'll have the least watchable game of the weekend coming up. If you're watching on Peacock, you'll be able to see the Feast of Resistance. It is a Meat Friday. We'll have that for you coming up as well.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Marvin?
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Meat Friday. Man, those seared bone-in pork chops are legit. New York strip steak. We got some smashed baby potatoes and some baked cream spinach. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
The Traeger. They did it. Flat Rock, Flat Top Grill. You can find all the sweet, savory, hot, and more flavorful sauces and rubs. All available at Traeger.com. Traeger brings people together for unforgettable memories and meals. Least watchable game of the weekend is going to be what, Paulie?
Least watchable NFL. Bears, Lions. The Lions saves that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Giants, Commanders.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Can we top that? No. Cardinals, Texans is interesting again.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Seahawks, Rams is kind of.
I'm interested in that.
Lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not that many bad ones this weekend.
Okay. Yes, Marvin.
And shout out to Monday Night Football for getting Eagles Chiefs.
I know.
That sounds like a Sunday night game. It's like, ooh, Monday night got that?
You know what they should do? They should package it as a Super Bowl rematch and sell it that way. No one's ever done that before.
I feel like I've watched that game three times this season already.
Yes, actually. It's a rematch, but it could be a preview of this year's Super Bowl.
Mm.
We'll have this day in sports history. John in California. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time in a long time. 6'2", 230.
All right.
There it is. Hey, I just want to stick up for Carissa a little bit. I think she's getting a little raw deal on the reporting there. She's just doing her job, right? She's got to get a story out there. I don't think she's really making anything up. She's, you know, if that's what happened in the game and the coach isn't telling her, she's got a boss, right? She's got to tell a story, right?
Well, no, you got to tell the truth. You don't tell a story. I mean, if you talk to the coach, great. If you didn't talk to the coach, then, okay, you tell, you know, the producer, hey, I didn't get a chance to talk to the coach. And you got to come up with another report. Or you don't report on anything. But you just can't say I got to create a story. You're a reporter. You report. You're not your job is not to be a storyteller. You're not an analyst either. Let me see. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. The Green Bay Packers in 1940 became the first NFL team to fly via plane or travel via plane. Mm-hmm. Fly via plane would be obvious.
Mm.
1982, the NFL reduced its 16-game season to 9 as a result of a 57-day player strike. In 97, Mario Lemieux voted into the NHL Hall of Fame.
You know, go back to the Packers when they were the first team to travel by plane. They flew to face the Giants in New York, but the plane landed in Cleveland to refuel. So they left Wisconsin, went to Cleveland, refueled. There was heavy fog in New York City. The team then couldn't get on the plane, so they had to take a train from Cleveland to New York City, and then they lost 7-3. Let me see. Anything else? David Klingler, 1990, 11 touchdown passes as Houston beat Eastern Washington 84-21.
Right on the score.
Yeah, no.
Where's the pass rush on that? I put a little pressure on the court. 11 touchdowns?
1959, this player became the first NFL player to foul out of a game in the first quarter. 1959, I actually got to see this guy play at the end of his career. If you said Connie Durking, you would be right.
Ah, right on the tip of my tongue.
He fouled out. Right. Oh. He fouled out in the first quarter. I don't know who he was guarding. Probably Wilt. Jim Brown on this day, 1956, had 6 touchdowns and kicked 7 extra points. 61-7 win over Colgate. This player in 2000 tied the NBA record with 14 turnovers. It is one of the more unique quadruple doubles of all time. The player had 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and 14 turnovers.
Tony Delk.
Tony Delk, no.
Give us a little hint. Position?
Guard.
Hall of Famer?
14 turnovers, 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists.
Damon Stoudemire.
Nope.
Gary Payton.
Nope.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
Oh, great.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
Tim Hardaway.
Nope.
Steve Nash.
Nope.
We'll be here all day.
Jason Kidd.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah.
See you guys Monday.
Yeah. Seton, take the rest of the day. Take the rest of it. Go out. You know, go start on your meat Friday.
He's leaving.
Yeah, he's leaving.
What did Seton learn? He's the best.
Yes, he did. He knows more basketball than you guys do.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right. Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
Herm Edwards lost 8 players while he was coaching in college due to NIL and the transfer portal. It's free agency now, Dan.
Seton, we already know what he learned. Jason Kidd had a quadruple double on this date. Marvin, what about you?
Snoop, he's giving up smoke.
I don't know. Well, he didn't say how long he was giving it up. I could be giving it up for the day or a weekend or something. Paulie, what did you learn today?
In a stunning coincidence, Michigan fired their linebacker coach today.
Todd, what did I learn on this program?
The injury to the Ravens' Mark Andrews should be a bigger story than it's being made out to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's done for the year, it looks like. And I know NFL investigating Joe Burrow and his injury, but I'm assuming Joe Burrow, I don't know, the MRI, I don't know if he's going to be out for a lengthy amount of time. What we learned brought to you by the great folks at Kings Hawaiian. Slide into the weekend, especially a Sunday. Make it a slider Sunday at that. Kings Hawaiian. Recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the emails, the tweets, phone calls, the all-around support. Our pleasure to serve you. Have a great weekend, safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. you're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.